You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are doing the ninth of 10 of the family and nurturing themes. And today is store and shopping theme, one of my favorites. I love, love, love when kids move into store and shopping. And it's just a fun theme. It's a significant theme. And who doesn't love going to a grocery store and filling your bag and getting scanned at the checkout and paying with your credit card and all that stuff? I love it. So store and shopping is what we'll talk about today. And really, I mean, this is about as self-explanatory of a theme as you can get, so you're not going to be wowed by my explanation. But I do, just for your own awareness, I do typically map this, like when I'm indicating themes in my notes as we're playing together, I do map this as a nurturing theme, and then I indicate that it's store and shopping. So I just want you to know, you can indicate it just as a store and shopping theme, but when I write it on my own notes, I always also indicate that it is a nurturing theme. And that helps me to articulate that to parents when we do our 5-week consults. So I typically say nurturing slash shopping or nurturing slash store, something along those lines, because that to me really helps kind of hone that in on why they're doing store and shopping, because store and shopping is really kind of means to an end, if you will. So basically, as I said, very self-explanatory, if a child sets up any kind of store, if they become the cash register person, if they become the store owner, if they have you as the storekeeper or the store owner, or someone in their play, if it's not the child or the therapist, if it's a third person character, if anyone goes shopping, that is the store and shopping theme. And typically you will see it, especially if you have food items in your playroom, if you have any kind of storefront. I actually have a little grocery scanner. It looks like a little grocery lane, and the little thing slides out that says lane closed or lane open. And it has the scanner that you push the button and it beeps, and it has the cash register and it has the shelves. So if you have any kind of storefront play toys and or food and or buggies, shopping baskets, anything that a child can, you know, collect as they shop, that is how it will typically manifest itself. So they'll set up a store, they'll have you be the cashier or the storekeeper, or they will be in that role. And then, or a character is going shopping for things. Let me pause really quickly on the cash register or the owner of the store, because that actually is a pretty significant differentiator talking about themes and how, actually, I don't know that I've really gone into this a whole lot, so you get a bonus freebie here. So often themes, I mean, we've been going week to week and talking about one individual theme because A, I don't want to overwhelm you, and B, we need to make sure that we really understand each theme as its own separate and distinct piece of the play therapy process. However, you will often find that themes have what I call parallel tracks. So you will often see a store and shopping theme come out with a power and control theme. So let me help you understand what I mean by that. So if a child sets up a store and they become the cashier or the owner, it is almost always paralleled with power and control because they dictate everything. They tell you how much things cost, and they usually gouge the prices. They tell you you can buy anything you want, but then when you choose something, they say, no, that's not for sale. They tell you that it's going to cost $9,742 for your cart, and then they tell you you don't have enough money to pay for it. So you can see where I'm going with this, right? So you have the child as the cashier or the owner or the storekeeper. And if they put themselves in that role, it is usually tied to power and control because they are the ones that get to dictate the entire process. So you can and can't buy that. You do or you don't have enough money. this is not available to you. You can't use your credit card. You're not allowed to buy anything. After all, the store closes right when you're ready to ring up all your groceries. So keep in mind that if the child puts themselves in the role of power or control as they play store and shopping, that is a parallel track theme. Now, conversely, if they have you as the role, in the role of the owner, if they have you in the role of the cashier, then that's a little different. It goes back to truly store and shopping and nurturing, because while you're still doing what they expect in a child-centered way, so we defer to their lead and their directives for how we perform that duty as the owner or the cashier, we are still not under their authority because they are not in charge of what happens in the store. So just wanted to kind of point out there's different reasons and flow of this theme as it emerges. So a couple of meanings to the child. Often if the child feels needy, and that can be needy for control, it can be needy for things, it can be needy for nurturing, it can be needy for caregiving, it can be needy for lots of things. And it's funny, related aside, oftentimes kids that are not allowed to have junk food, not allowed to have sweets, not allowed, they're on very specific diets, you know, they're gluten-free kids or they're dairy-free kids or whatever, they typically use store and shopping play to kind of have ideal versus actual. So in their play, they get to buy whatever they want, eat whatever they want, you know, and it's kind of a free-for-all because that's not their reality. So if a child is feeling needy in any capacity, they will shop to fulfill those needs. So, you know, I feel fulfilled by going and getting the things that will make me happy, and it relieves my need of these things. So that's one potential meaning. Second potential meaning is this is what I was talking about with the parallel track. The child wants to have control of all the good things in the room. So when you get to control what people can buy and what they can eat and how much it costs and, you know, if they're allowed to purchase certain things, they have ultimate power. And that's why that's a parallel track often with a theme. So when they want to have control of all the good things in the room, what better way to do that than with the thing that sustains you, which is food? So that is the store and shopping theme, the 9th of 10 of the family and nurturing themes. And we're only going to have one more before we move on to a new category. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for spending a little bit of your week with me each week. And we will talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.